Freshers Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
And the morning is here, and the noon has come. The sun's risen. Another day it is.
Hello. How are you?
Welcome. Hold on a second. Just trying to be sure that you can hear me clearly. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to another edition of Confessions Thursday. So remember, our first hour is Confessions Thursday. After that, we go right into the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. We are 99.3 Nigeria Info. And it's good to have you there. And I know you're ready for what's about to begin. So first, Confessions Thursday, you know that. The rules are when you call in, you don't say your name. Please remember to turn down, pretty much turn off the volume of your radio set. I'll always appreciate that. Kind of just really helps with the ease and seamlessness of the audio sound between both of us. All right, good. So with that said, after Confessions would be the Lords of Logic. We intend to continue on separating confidence from arrogance. I think you kind of understand. You've started a good job. Let's see how this ends. We're hoping to assign a few minutes to that, and then after that, we go into another topic. I think we should introduce another topic on the Lords of Logic, and this time it would be the utility of prayer. Many people have faith in God. Many people, well, maybe I shouldn't say many. I should say some people believe in one God. Others believe in the duality of gods. Some believe in nothing. Others say they believe but don't know what they believe in. And so they probably would say nature. What else have I heard? Yeah, I think and maybe some of them even practice the pagan ideology and don't even know it's pagan, particularly those who say that there is something in nature that they regard, respect, or hold in high revere. Well, so there's that. Then there would be those who believe in something that they have made a god of, whether it's stone, whether it's trees, snakes, whatever else. I really don't. Oh, hold on. I remember one. The jinn. You remember there was a time on this show, some gentleman called in and said he used to worship a god, and that, you know, the god he worshipped lived in the dirt. That gentleman, yeah, you remember that story? Where there's, you know, just the same way you have spirits possess things. You have spirits that possess dirt, water, whatever else. And these people find ways to interface with humans. And the humans who find faith in them make gods of them. All right, great. So when it comes to our conversation today on the Lords of Logic, we're going to talk prayer, and prayer on a more broader scale. And no, prayer is not it's not a religious notion, because even in grammar, for example, you would pray the courts. It's more like an appeal for something, an appeal to a higher being, person, office. And so there are ways that we pray, but maybe in a more cultural sense or in a more traditional sense. We tend to hold prayer to mean, or at least largely when we say prayer, we're referring to something spiritual. So we want to see what it means, particularly for those who believe. What does prayer do? What's the utility of it? And it seems as though we have to define prayer first, before we get into the entire framework of if prayer works, then how does it work? Well, I don't know if you know. We'll find out today on the Lords of Logic. But before that, my friends, time for Confessions Thursday.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
All right, now you have an opportunity to call in and be anonymous, and your tale can be anything. Exactly. Anything. From the crazy to the weird to the downright dark. We'll hear it all. I think we've heard some very interesting stories here on Confessions Thursday. Rest assured, you would not feel the need to defend yourself because you wouldn't be judged. And to those who are listening, we do ask that you withhold judgment and suspend your condemnation. We're just listening to stories and we're talking about the things that we hear. If you hear something and you'd like to give an opinion about it, I'll assign to you 1 minute on the clock. And so do with that everything possible, because after 1 minute, I'd have to kiss you goodbye. With that said, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. When you call in, you ought to be anonymous. You don't say your name. We say hello and we get right into the gist. If you would love to leave me your confession on WhatsApp, I would love to read it. So make it as succinct as possible. I would really attempt to read as many as is possible. Welcome to the show. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome, it's Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, you have a confession?
Yes, ma'am.
Please go ahead.
I want to confess, my forgot wife always make love to me. So she forgive me.
No, sorry, go back. What do you mean?
My forgot wife, I'm a driver, but the wife always make love to me. So she forgive me.
Wait, stop. How does she do it? Without your consent or with your consent?
Whether I like it or not, it's a must, I must do it.
No, I don't think that's accurate. I think you have a choice.
I don't know what to do, and I'm planning on leaving the work.
So, why don't you say no? Is it because you like her?
No. Her husband is a fan, and he said if I do not make love to her, I should report me to her husband. I want to force her to beg. And they will send me to court.
Oh, her husband is a lawyer, and she threatened you, saying if you don't sleep with her, she'll report to her husband, lawyer, and he'll sue you to court, and she'll accuse you of something.
Yes, ma'am.
And you don't think that that's better than sleeping with her?
No. The man will send me to jail.
Yeah, but would the man send you to jail if you have a testimony against her that can be proven?
The man will not listen to me. He will believe her wife instead of her.
Yeah, but he's not just going to throw you into prison. He's going to have to prove that you are guilty. Wait, how long has this been going on?
Like 6 months now.
Are you sure you're not enjoying this thing?
No, I'm not.
So you're doing it out of fear?
Yes.
Where does it happen? In her house? In, like, where she lives with her husband?
Anywhere, a co-hotel, anywhere in the house, anywhere.
What? Wait, you follow her to hotel? Well, you're her driver, so you take her where she wants to go.
Yes, ma'am, yes.
What does she give you? Does she compensate you? Like, what do you benefit from all of this?
Not really. Sometimes, just like, I don't know.
Huh? No, I mean, like, does she give you something for being her slave? Like, do you even benefit anything?
No.
Well,
really,
maybe for being her lover.
Just my salary.
Wait, she sleeps with you and still pays you your salary?
Yes.
That's a bad deal. Have you made any demand? Have you asked her? She's your sugar mommy at this point. Have you asked her for anything?
No, and I don't feel like asking.
Oh. So what's your plan?
I want to leave the work. And then they'll be to watch.
Wow. When do you think you're going to leave? Because this is probably going to continue until you leave, whenever you leave.
Madam.
Huh?
End of this month, I'm leaving the work.
Well, I hope you find the courage to leave. And you... Wow. I hope you find the courage to leave. Wow. Night 9.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Ooh, I think some people find themselves in situations that are probably overwhelming, and maybe they don't find the opportunity to thoroughly think through the situations that beset them, and they don't know how to weigh themselves. I don't know. I'm not sure, because sometimes I think if you really look at the deal someone is offering you, the threats might even be better. Like, what they think might be the worst thing to happen to you might be better than the consequence of what they're trying to pull you into. Well, I wish him well. I wish him a lot of well. Welcome, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome, it's Confessions Thursday.
Yeah. I don't have a confession. I want to advise that guy.
1 minute.
Yeah. For me, I think he should leave that job immediately. And before he leaves, he should try to record some of his conversation with her. Maybe yeah, she's telling her that if you don't sleep with me, I'll do this to you and I'll do that to you. She should try to have an evidence with him so that if eventually anything comes up against him, he will use that to, you know, free himself.
This advice is 6 months late. Your advice to him is 6 months late.
Yeah, I advise him to leave.
I hear you. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Yes.
It's not as easy. That's exactly what he should have done earlier. But if he didn't do it and it's been 6 months of them sleeping together, he's in. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, good afternoon to you. I have a message here worth reading. I have a friend who told me that he was a product of paternity fraud. He said his mother told him when he was 37 years old. How is he doing? Oh, wow. Well, that's not all of the story, so I'm hoping that you can tell me how he's doing. Does he still have a relationship with his father? Does he have a new dad? How's he coping with even being male? And who's his best example? How is he surviving the reality? You know. Thank you very much, by the way. Hello, welcome to Confessions Thursday. Can you hear me? Welcome to the show, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon. Sir.
Afternoon, it's Confessions. Do you have a confession?
Hello,
good afternoon. Welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Yeah.
Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon, yeah, madam.
Same to you. Do you have a confession?
All right, not really.
No, you either do or you don't.
No, not really a confession. I called you December period. I told you my predicament. I told you my situation, what I'm passing through that this moment. It's not that I don't have money or I don't have a job, but due to situation that warrant this period, it will affect me to the extent that I don't have a home. My house rent due, I was unable to pay due to the situation I face. I'd be able to raise 100K. The landlord refused to collect it.
Oh.
And he drove us out, me and my household, me and my children. And I beg of you to help me out to see how I can able, if not to pay back. After this period, I will get myself back.
All right.
But nothing she to, I don't hear from. Even a lady called that is from, what is they from? That she want to help, that if there's anyhow, you can drop her number, maybe I should call her. Hello?
I'm listening to you. So, you're back here asking for the same thing you asked for in December.
I have not heard from you.
No, I didn't promise you a feedback. I don't owe you one. I didn't promise you that. You couldn't have been expecting to hear from me.
It is very critical. I don't know how to.
Yeah. So let me explain this. The show is not for fundraising. The show is confessions. We're talking.
Of course I.
Yeah.
Do.
So you are taking us out of order. You are shifting our grounds. This is not what the show is about.
You know that the situation is very critical.
To be honest with you, I understand, but that's not what the show is about, and I know you understand that.
She said that she's from.
I don't have her number. I don't have her number. If I had it, I would give it to you. But that's not what the show is about. Do you understand?
God will have his way. God will have his way.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Welcome, 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. If you have just tuned in, it's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Please go ahead.
Yes, yeah.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. And you know that.
Just a minute. Hello?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I have an issue with my wife for quite a long time now. And before we start this wahala, she told me that I married her when she was young, but I didn't allow her to enjoy life. So yeah, I've gotten about 4 children. So she now says she wants to enjoy her life now. And I cannot tolerate that. So since she make that statement, I have not even have interest on her again. And my plan now is to leave her to do whatever she wants to do, because I find now that I cannot stop her. So the thing has become an issue now, fighting every day, all kinds of characters and this and that. But my plan now is that I want to leave her totally to find another woman. But my fear is that my children, how will they feel when they grow up to know that, to become adults and find out that I could not endure and I leave them? So I don't know what to do. I'm planning it and I don't know what the result may be, because I've worked so much on my children to make them become a human being. So when I now interrogate her, she tell me that is her nature for her place, because she's not from the same town with me. That is the nature of their place. The woman must enjoy life, this, that. And again, she go further to tell me that the children, the parents has money, that they can't stop her in any way, that she can do anything. So I'm confused. The issue of that marriage, I want to leave her alone. Let she do whatever she wants to do. But my issue, my problem now is that how will my children feel? That is my fear. Giving me a lot of concern. That even to sleep in the night has become a problem because of what I'm thinking. And I cannot stay alone. I need somebody to be on my side. So the issue now, I don't know.
First of all, your children are not going to be children. They're going to be adults. Adults.
That's what I said.
They're going to be adults. And they will be able to manage that reality. So I don't think that much of the problem is on your children and what they're going to think. They will think whatever they want to think. What you must do is do the best you can. The very best that you can.
So your children,
when they grow up, they'll deal with how mom and dad ended and do something about it. Either choose to be as bad as their parents or choose to be better. That's a decision for them. Now, your wife wanting to enjoy life, there's nothing wrong with that, except what does she mean?
Okay. Yeah, that means if she wants to go with other men. That's what he's telling me. So,
is that enjoyment to sleep with
the mood
other
of
people?
The mood of addressing the way she behaved, the way she behaved, I don't even understand again. So I didn't bother about that.
So, is it because she doesn't love you, or because that's what it would mean?
No, the love is there. The love is there. I know she loves me, because she don't want to go out. You're staying in the building that I'm staying, but you are sleeping in the separate rooms.
How does she love you, but she wants to sleep with other men? She wants to have enjoyment without you.
You don't understand me. You say it's their custom in their place that man should not disturb a woman when he wants to do whatever she wants to do.
Yeah. Okay. I think you can file for a separation then, if she really wants to be back in the streets.
Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting to do. Because for me, I need somebody to be on my side, because age is talking now on my own side.
How old is she? How old is she, your wife? How old is she?
She's about 41 or 42 now.
Oh, she's still young though. How old are you?
I'm 48.
Okay. You guys are still young. So what exactly does she want that you're not giving her? Is this a need not being there?
I don't know. That's the question. That is the question I'm asking her. That is the question. I don't know.
Maybe she's just really falling out of love. She wants to be back on the streets. I think you should file for separation.
That's exactly what she wants to do. She wants to back on the street now.
Yes,
and she already started. But the issue is that when she deceived the children.
Oh.
Like, want to go out now, she will tell the children, I'm going to sister place. But before, in fact, many things are going on within her, so I don't really understand. But my fear is, if I should take another woman in now, what will be the reaction? What will be with the action of my children? What will be their condition? That's exactly what my fear is.
You can't be bothered about it. You have to do it first. how?
Okay.
Well, first of all, I think you need to make the best decisions, and you don't know how good your decisions are until you make them, and
that
then you
exactly
see
my fear now.
The consequence of those decisions that you've made. Well, don't be afraid. I think first of all, you need to settle with your wife. If she's staying, she's staying. If she's leaving, both of you separate peacefully, and then you find a way to pick your life up again.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
The Sunny Side. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday.
On Confessions Thursday.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to The Sunny Side. And it is Confessions Thursday. I'm with you on 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. Welcome to radio. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, guys.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Please, go ahead.
I have this girl from my state that I'm dating, though it is a long-distance relationship. So we have been dating for like 2020. And now, I love the girl so much. And she loves me too. But the problem is that she is older than me. She is older than me with a range of, let me see, 8 years. Because I will be 27 this year.
You'll be 57?
So now, another issue is that we are not from the same tribe in Mo. And my tribe and her tribe have a communal clash. And I know that my parents might try to dispute, to say no. But my dad is already dead now. And my mom will definitely accept what I like. But if they notice that the girl is older than me, they will be pushing that they wouldn't like that. But truly, I love the girl so much. And the girl, from my own perspective, I know she loves me too. And I'm a bit confused now.
Wow.
And I have been telling, I'm sorry for once, actually, put her I have never said openly that I'm going to marry her. But the way I represent it to her is that if it is God's wish that we are going to marry, I know there is nothing that is going to stop me. So that is the only faith I normally give to her. And I notice that each time I'll be like, even if we did not get married, that I promise her that as long as I am up and doing that I'm going to give her a tangible something that she's going to use to manage her life. Ending the time that she's going to find someone if unfortunately we did not make it. But this time I try to say that I do have this feeling that she does not feel good about it.
Oh.
So
okay.
I'm a bit confused.
All right.
Particularly because of that age.
Okay.
And she's close to 40 now. I'm 27, by June this year I'll be 27. Then she is, should be like 36, 37 or thereabouts.
Okay. All right. So I'm about to go off on a break for the news update. When I return, I'll talk about this, all right?
All right.
Thank you very much for understanding. Lagos, Nigeria, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. You're 99.3 Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday. The Sunny Side. Welcome to Radio 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. 8 minutes past 1 p.m. Okay, good. So the last caller, that gist. Okay, I want to allow for you to speak on it first, and then we see where this goes from there. Yeah? Remember, for the ladies, 01465-7190, ladies alone. And then every human, every star, every god, demigod, 0700-993-993-993. My name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
It's good to have you here, lady. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Confessions.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Afternoon. So, you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
All right.
I want to say something concerning the last caller.
Sure, real quick. 1 minute.
Thank you. I want to say something. I don't see anything wrong in him marrying the lady.
Mm-hmm.
But if we African men can go to abroad and get married to elderly and the old white women, and we are happy about that, giving birth, in fact, snapping and screenshotting it for our parents to see, which our parents will say, your wife is so lovely and your kids. So why can't they accept elderly ones here in Africa? I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't get it.
All
if there is love between both of you, I don't see anything wrong. If they accept white people, why can't you accept our black? Now, he's saying that if they get to know about the age, they'll be angry. Why would they get angry? If they can't get angry for white people, why would they get angry for black? This is what they call criticism in English, hard.
Thank you. Judgment. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate you on the sunny side. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Advice.
1 minute.
That man always saying wife say you won't go enjoy. Please, calm down. Call her. Discuss with her. Say, what do you want to enjoy? What do you want to carry you go club? What do you want to enjoy? What do you say? I don't go buy drinks for you or buy you anything where you want. But if she insists that she wants to go outside, that is, it is their village culture. And there's no better way than to separate for now. But tell your children, say, look at what your mama is about to do. In case you want to blow me in future, tell your children now, if you're listening to me, because when you know it now, you go here say, you don't enter protection. They go for me, you go cry, and the woman will continue enjoying me. This thing cannot continue for you to be taken. If you want to enjoy, allow her, separate her. Yeah, that's my own opinion.
Thank you
very much.
99.3 Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
99.3 Nigeria Info. It's good to have you here.
Hello.
It's good to have you. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Let's go to it.
Okay. I'm actually working with my boss right now. And I'm having an affair with my boss, of which it's something that before I actually started working with him, I've known him. But then we were just like friends. He was working, I was working with another boss. So he was a friend to my boss, the other one I was working with too. But actually, I actually know him from there. So after leaving the first job, I started working with him presently. So we started having an affair, and I'm very close to the wife, and the wife has been like a friend, very close friend to me, the workers. So right now I'm just feeling so guilty. So actually now I'm like trying to stop the whole thing, but it's like he's trying to make me understand that, you know, we have been friends and all that, So right now, I need your advice because I want to get married. I'm about to get married, and I need to stop everything I have with him and focus on my marriage, my husband.
Let me see if I understand what you have just said. Do you have a lover in your boss? You're dating your boss, right?
Yes.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Stop, child. Wait. You're dating your boss, and you also have a boyfriend?
Yes, of which I want to even get married to.
You want to marry your boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. What advice do you want me to give you?
I want to get married to my boyfriend now, and I want to quit having an affair with my boss. So what do I do? Because quitting having an affair with him is like leaving your job.
Why?
And because he's not ready to stop whatever we had. I've come up with it. I've talked to him about it, that I want to get married and so forth. And he said, getting married is not like stopping everything that we had and all that. So he's trying to let me know that even when I get married to my husband, I will still be. So I don't know. Should I? I'm just thinking, because that's the decision. I think that's the best decision to make. I have to stop the job, quit the job. For me to be.
Well, I think that's a good idea. Don't you think so?
That's it, man. I just needed to confess it out. And,
okay. You know? So wait, this your other your boyfriend your fiance.
Hmm.
Fiance? Yeah. The guy you want to be married to.
Yes.
Does he cheat on you, or is this just you playing away?
No.
Would it be okay if he did?
What did you say?
Would it be okay if he cheated on you?
No, of course.
No, of course? No? Okay. You think it's funny, right? Oh.
I just needed to, like, take me through the right path.
I should take you through the right... I think you know the truth. You know the right path. Yeah. First of all, if your lover is not reason enough for you to stop cheating on him, don't marry him. You'll continue to cheat on him. If we're going to be honest.
I know what the answer is, and I'm going to take the right decision. Thank
what was
you.
The right decision?
I'm going to quit his job for good.
Can you really say to yourself, can you tell me? Let me be witness. Would you never cheat on your boyfriend, ever? Well, he would become your husband. Would you never, ever cheat on him?
That's the decision I'm about to take. I mean, I've already taken it, because right now I'm planning on my wedding. So it's better I work on myself now before getting into it. So I'm just done.
Okay. All right. Look, tell your boyfriend I'm praying for him, okay? Yeah, he's gonna need it. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Nigeria Info, the sunny side. People, this is Confessions Thursday. I have a message here. My advice is to the man that has been sleeping with the woman his boss for the last 6 months. It's not just any woman, it's his boss. You say, I think it's time he threatens her that he's leaving so he can benefit something finally before leaving the job. He can't just be used for 6 months like that. I'm going to keep drilling her, but no longer free, at least till I quit the job. You know, you sound like a prostitute with this message you just sent to me. I mean, it's not a problem if you can admit that, because now he's like, well, I'm here for the money, so if I lay with you, then you pay me. Joyce, please, I sincerely think it's time you discuss this matter of madams having affairs with drivers. It's really very rampant and serious. Wait, is it that rampant? Well, I know it happens. I don't know how serious it is. Well, this is a shareholder from Festac. Thank you very much for your message. Telephone lines, Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Make it back. You're on the sunny side. Hey. Hi. Good afternoon. Are you there? Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome to radio. What's your name? Oh, forgive me. Don't say your name. Don't. Good. Hey, you're not supposed to say your name. I mean, I was speaking. You didn't hear that? Welcome to the show, Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set.
Hey.
Hello, welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. Speak up and go ahead.
Okay, my confession is that I've been in this relationship for over a year now. And since last year, my boyfriend has been asking for sex. So we have been going back and forth about it. We have been arguing about it because I told him that I'm not ready yet. So yesterday, it happened again. So we started this year cool, fine. We started asking for it again yesterday on phone. So I'm confused now. I don't know what to do.
Stop saying you're confused. Get out of the relationship. Stop saying you're confused. What do you want?
So
he knows you don't want it, but he's asking for it. That's straightforward. That's the point.
Yes. He's asking for it, and I told my friend about it, and I don't even know, but he just feel that maybe I'm acting only or something like that.
Why are you letting other people
and
think
I'm not
for
ready.
You? Yeah, if you say you're not ready, why do you need other people to do your thinking for you? That's the reason you're not ready, right?
Yes.
Then give up the relationship.
Okay, I'm planning to give up the relationship, but
when?
You come back and apologize.
Are you 2 years old? Like, what do you mean he's going to come back? Is he coming back on your terms or on his terms? If he's coming back, he's coming back because he knows you don't want sex and he's fine with it.
Yes, but he would still change his mind again. Like, okay,
fine, girl, you're not four. Say something and stand by what you say. Don't say something and then fall by what you say. The least you can do is to say.
For over 2 years now, and like maybe it has been long, and I'm acting too holy because he told me that I should stop preaching for him.
Who told you you're acting too holy? Do you feel you're acting holy?
No, I'm not acting holy.
You're probably not even holy, so I don't know why holy is something worth referencing here. You're probably not. So who's telling you, who's guilt tripping you now? Because someone is trying to make you feel guilty. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, they're trying to make you feel bad for not doing something that they want you to do. And you care. Are you not sure why you're not doing... No, let's put it this way. Are you not sure why you have chosen to not sleep with him?
I'm sure of it.
Yeah, why are you then shaking? Why would someone say, well, you don't want to sleep with me. You're not holy. You're not going to go to heaven. You're dirty because nobody's perfect. So just do it and be like everyone else. I don't know what else they can say to you that's going to make you feel like you're trying to prove something to this person who's judging you just so that you can say, yes, I'm not holy. Nobody's perfect. And I'm like you. Why? Stop saying you don't know. Stop. You know it, but you're falling, you're failing, you're shaking. You sound like you don't even know why you made the decision. If you're sure why you made the decision, why are you saying you don't know? You know why you made the decision. You're not ready, right?
Yes.
Let the guy go. He can come back when you're ready. Until then, you're not ready. And he can be gone. It's that easy.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, God, help you. you know. God, I think you know. I'm sure you know. Many of the times when you say, I don't know, boy, you know. You just don't want to admit what you know. You don't want to face what you know. You don't want to stand by what you know and stand alone. And that's a problem because anybody can come by and say anything and you shake. And then they take you and dump you when they are done. So you are living life on their terms. Honey, God help you. Yeah, to that gentleman who said that he's in love with a lady who's 8 years older. You say you're confused. Maybe I can understand why you can be, but you have to make a decision here. This is where you make a decision. Are your parents marrying the girl or are you the one marrying the girl? Are you individual enough to say, this is what I want, regardless of how your mother feels about it or how your father feels about it? There's a point in a man's life where he says, this is what I want. Hell may freeze over, and I'm not going to change my mind. If the heavens will, let it fall. I'm not changing my mind. So wait, is your mother going to choose a wife for you? Are you that kind of man whose parents would have to choose for? If that's the situation, well, then you say to her, bye-bye. My parents are going to get me a wife. Yeah. If that's not the situation, you tell your mom, look, I love this girl and I want to be with her and I just need your blessings. And she's going to say something like, no, it's a taboo. My people do not accept that. And if you do it, we will disown you. And you would say to her, you would disown me only for that. And she'll say, yes, we won't come for the marriage. You'll be an outcast. And even if you die, we wouldn't bury you. And you'll say to her, I go with my fate. And you take your woman and you go into the future. That, or you let other people make the rules for you. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Hello, how are you? The volume of your radio set. Remember the volume of your radio set. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Confessions. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Please go ahead.
I happen to be born in a generation where 90% of the youth are into fraudulent acts to make a living.
Oh.
And I'm a painter. I paint house painting, and I do very well at it. Mm. But I'm surrounded by temptation, a lot of it. And God help me.
For sure.
Amen.
For sure.
It's something you see every day. You're saving up to. I'm a father of two kids.
Yeah.
You're saving up to make a better living for yourself, get a car, get a land, and someone just snaps his fingers under 6 months. He has a house in Lincoln. Do you understand that kind of temptation?
I do.
And I really don't know what to do. I do know what to do.
Thank you very much for that one.
I made up my mind.
Okay.
I chose to be different. Uh-huh. I want to be different.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, God help me, man.
That's the only prayer a man can pray.
God help me.
Amen.
Thank you, Joyce.
Sure, my pleasure. I love how that went. You see that? That was seamless. That was just clever. You know your truth. At least you know the truth that you should in the moment. Then the problem is you don't stand by it. You don't make a decision saying, regardless what happens, this is my decision. This is my choice. I stand here no matter what happens. Yeah. That's what you don't do. Because the moment you do that, I think you pretty much would answer the questions of your life. You would at least come real close. Off on a break, we'll be right back. My name's Joyce.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
Lovers of radio, welcome to The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. I have a message here from a Greek market. Good afternoon, Joyce. Please, the advice for the first caller, the man who's sleeping with his boss, tell him it's not too late. He needs to get an evidence so that when he's leaving at the end of the month, that can still help him to show that at least he wasn't in agreement with the plans. All right. Thank you. Good evening, Joyce. A woman has approached me to impregnate her, and she is willing to pay me for it.
Oh.
I don't want to do so, Joyce. And the amount is reasonable. Millions plus. You're saying two things. First of all, I can't tell you what to do with your bodily fluid. You decide if you want to monetize it, if you want to hold it because it's sacred, or hold on to it because you think it's sacred, or if you think you can help the world. I don't know what that means, but good God. So a lady approaches you. She's saying, I want to get pregnant. I'll pay you off. Remember, she's paying you off. So you lay with her, she pays you off, and you never see the child again. You know that's a deal, right? Yeah, I think you know the deal. You have to determine whether that's a good deal. You know what the demands are. You decide whether you can meet those demands and be satisfied with the outcome. Yeah. Is it a good deal? Well, I can't decide for you. You have to decide how much of you is special enough to not have a price, and then you have to decide how much of you is for the markets, you know? If you're in America, you know they have sperm banks in America? They kind of pay them like peanuts, really, to just have it in a cup, and then they have a bank so women can go there, pay, collect one, father a child. No, birth a child. And of course, yeah, they'd be father and mother to the child. So if she's trying to give you millions, and this is not even me advocating for you to decide to do it. If it's in millions, well, overseas, you wouldn't be getting that much. So you determine whether there's a part of you you can sell, and at what cost. A slice of you you want to sell. Then you can say, well, I'm too precious. I wouldn't do that except it would be my child. Yeah, it's all your choice. You decide whether you win this one or you lose it. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Nigeria Info, it's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, lady. Welcome.
I don't have a confession, but I have I would advise the lady who's sleeping with the boss and
one
wants
minute.
To get married to her friends. Okay. What I see is the fear of the unknown. That's what is really disturbing her. You know, she knows what she's been doing and now she wants to get into marriage. She doesn't want the same thing to reoccur in her own marriage. Now, the thing is, she knows she has been soiling someone else's home. She's a friend to the boss's wife. And now she wants a new, brand new home for her. She doesn't want such to repeat in her home. So the only thing I'll do for her is just to ask for the mercy of God, because she knew what she has been doing all along, and she doesn't want that to have an effect in her own marriage, which I'll always advise people. Whatever you're doing now, know what you're doing and do it right. Thank you so much, Joyce. Have
Thank
a nice
you
day.
Very much for calling. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. How are you?
Hello?
Confessions. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Hello?
I can hear you. Good afternoon to you. Speak closer to your mouthpiece and admit to you having a confession.
No. I just want to say something.
One minute.
To ask a question. Have you heard of sperm donors? Sperm donors. Okay. What that guy, what you just read now, and I think... sperm donors, they get paid for donating their sperm.
How much do they get paid?
I don't know.
I know that's what he said. Do you suppose I missed it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't miss it.
What I'm trying to say is, if he goes ahead to do it, maybe I think he should be able to do it. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
why were you not asking me the question? Like, I'm supposed to, like, help your understanding.
No. I'm just trying to talk to that guy. Like, there's nothing bad in it. Like, to me... I don't know about him, but as a sperm donor, you get paid for it. And lab, all those people, I don't know where they do it.
Ethically, you're saying that there's nothing wrong with it? Just because it's been commercialized doesn't mean that there is nothing wrong with it. You might be good with it, but someone else may not be.
Are you talking of the sperm donors?
Yeah. Just because boys are doing it don't mean that it's right. I mean, some people might not have a problem with it, but others could.
Well, big hospitals.
You don't mean. Yeah, but it doesn't mean. Someone might have a problem with that. To have a part of them somewhere on a shelf with a price tag on it.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we're giving him both choices. He should choose.
Okay. He should be able to choose anyway.
Yeah.
For me, for someone like me, I don't see anything bad in it.
Thank you.
He can choose.
Yeah.
But as for me, if I see such, I'll take the offer. But before I take that offer, I'm definitely going to do a test, like, with you. Like, are you okay? HIV, all those
if
stuff.
If you do physical tests, are you going to also do spiritual tests?
Woo!
Olojo. Olojo. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. It's Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you here on radio. The volume of your radio set.
I called back. I was the guy that called about having a lady 80 years older than me.
My brother.
I had your advice.
Okay.
I really needed the advice. It has been a decision that has made you ready.
Pardon? I'm sorry. Your line is so bad this time around. It's terrible.
Can you hear me now?
Well, I can hear you, but it keeps breaking up. I think you're going to have to please hang up and call back, because I would love to hear. Okay, let's try. Go ahead. Let's see.
Is it okay now?
Okay, I'll try. I can listen to you. It's a little better.
Okay. So, it's a choice that I've made already, because before God and man, I truly love this girl. And one thing that makes me happy about the girl is that her humility her naturalness makes me feel happy. I feel confident this time I'm with her.
Okay.
And so far, in the little situation that I have had before meeting her, I have not seen what I could compare with her. So I really cherish her, and I really pray to God to help us by making it easy for us.
Yeah.
So that things will work out perfectly for two of us.
All right. Good luck. Really? Thank you very much for calling.
All right.
Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Sincerely, Joy, I don't even have any confession. My name is Rashid from
here. One minute.
What got me cracking was what you said. Oludo, Oludo. So that's what I just called.
Night and I point three. So my father used to call me Oludo when he feels like I missed something that he expects me not to miss. So let's say he says, go get me a fork. And I go and I bring a spoon. He's like, what did I ask you to bring? I'm like, spoon? He's like, no, fork. Oh, okay. And then he'll say, Oludo. So I think that's the only Yoruba my father knows. That's the only Yoruba word he knows. Maybe Oshe and... That's it. Oshe and... Well, Lodo, those are like the only things he knows. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Hey. Hi. Afternoon to you. You don't have a confession, I assume.
I don't have a confession.
1 minute, my brother, real quick.
I love everything about you guys.
Really?
I love your intelligence. I love your address. Can we open...
No, we can't. Don't bother asking. That's a no.
Can we open Catherine's office?
No, hell no.
Please, Joyce.
Are you guys going to pay me for it?
We're gonna make money.
If you pay me for it, I might consider it. If you pay me for it. No,
yes.
No,
yes.
I want to do something else. Not. I don't want to talk to you after radio. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. The Sony side, hey.
Hey, Joyce.
Yes. Good to have you here. It's Confessions Thursday.
I feel like giving you a warm hug.
Why?
Yeah, you're just... Oh, sometimes words can't describe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can money describe me?
Oh, God's special daughter.
Oh, okay, if you put it that way.
All right. So, please, I just want to advise the lady.
1 minute.
Just one, yeah. All right, so she doesn't have a problem with just that guy. I think she's under pressure from her friends, bad friends who are counseling her to give that guy a chance and all that. So she might have to, just like you said, she has to separate from that guy and cut him off.
No, but it's the guy. She says it's the guy who actually wants it. And then his friend is saying something like...
She talked to her friend. I don't know if you got that too.
Yeah, I got that. But the friend is not a factor. The guy is the fundamental factor.
Yeah, but those friends too are advising her to go. So she's under peer pressure. That's what young people face, you know.
Okay.
And I like the way you're that kind of person that can stand the ground and say no. We need to teach our young people to be able to say no when they decide that I don't want to do this. You stand your ground, no matter the peer pressure. I think that's where the issue is. So she has to also cut off from those bad friends who are telling her it's okay. It's all right.
Okay.
I'm gonna advise her on that too.
Thank you.
All right.
Nigeria Info's Confession Thursday. Hello.
Hey, Joyce. I'm happy I got you.
I'm glad you're here. Thank you very much for calling. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Okay, so no confession. Just two advices on the minute.
1 minute. Let's go.
Okay, so the lady who is under peer pressure to sleep with the boyfriend, and so I can really resonate with that. My advice to her is run.
Oh.
Cut off from the guy. Cut off from your friends. She has bad friends who I think are listening to her. And there's this thing with friends when they feel you're not, you're outdated, you're too holy. Everybody does it. Why can't you do it? So cut off from that friend who's kind of like making her feel she's not taking the right decision and run away from that guy. Then the guy, the first caller, who's the madam is having sex with him, or like raping him. I think he's already under a cuff because he can't sleep with somebody's wife and claim to be ignorant. So there's already a cuff on him. So he just has to stop that job. And I would not advise him to go digging for proof. There's no need. It's between God and man. All he needs to do is to a restitution. Otherwise, that cuff will continue. It happens to him maybe in future, blah, blah, blah. But he needs to look for the woman's church, either a pastor or an imam, and go after he has quit that job, go there and make an open confession with no strings attached so that he has a witness and ask God for forgiveness after that. Just confessing without restitution, it still has its repercussions. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. It's Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. It's Confessions Thursday.
Not any convention. I just want to ask you that the guy that sent you message saying a lady wants to want him to get her pregnant.
Mm.
I don't know if you can link me up with him.
Why?
I want the lady's number.
You don't have destiny that you're you're protecting.
Ah, just forget that thing.
Oh, good God. Wait, so right now you're up for sale?
If you can link me up, you can give me his number.
After all, what are you doing with it, right?
Abuse.
I don't blame you. Okay, I'll see if that can work.
Okay, Joyce.
But you know I'm joking, right? You know that's not happening. Not with me. Oh, wow. Oh, dear. All the things you can hear on radio. Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Joyce.
Yeah, confessions. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, do you have a confession?
Just want to... One minute for me to talk about that. The man that said the wife wants to go and enjoy herself.
Okay.
All right. You see, as far as I am concerned, you marriage is not by force. Both from the man's side and from the woman's side. The woman said, you don't allow her to enjoy herself. She wants to go and enjoy herself. Allow her to go and enjoy herself. Which one would say... Your children will always take care of herself. They will grow and take care of themselves. You understand?
Mm.
And they will know that if their mother that wants to go and enjoy herself. So allow her to go now. That one shouldn't be a problem to your life. Live your life and let her live your life. You will say, I don't want to stay alone. I want to stay alone. Good for herself. Allow her to go and enjoy herself. And you get another wife and then enjoy yourself as well. Thank you very much.
Wow. You're on the Sony side. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Probably the only name you're going to hear throughout the period of confessions, because when you call in, you're not supposed to say your name. If you have any commentary on something you might have heard, I'll give to you 1 minute on the clock. All right, let's get to WhatsApp messages. Well, thanks to all our friends who are sending us WhatsApp messages. Tell the young lady that just called to stand by her decision to not have sex with the boyfriend. She should know that guy is most likely going to leave her once he's gotten what he wants. Ikem from Surulere. Nigeria Info, you're on the Sony side. It's Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set.
Boys.
Yes.
I love your program. It's nice.
Mm.
I love the program. Okay, there's something I want to say about that guy that said a woman wants to pay him to get her pregnant, right?
Yeah.
So what I would say to you is that some people don't know that sleeping with other woman that is not your wife, you're actually losing a lot of things in life. Because it has happened to me before. There was a time when I got to job, there's one job I got into then, security. Then when I met this lady, we had sex together. Even though my first salary, Hank, before I collected my salary, Joyce, got into like almost 30 the next month. Because I've experienced it, sleeping with different woman that is not your wife. As in, for good 2 years, I have no savings.
Wow.
Good 2 years, I have no savings. So, some people don't know that sleeping with other, they want to pay you. They are paying your destiny, your career, your life. Because the sperm you are wasting, it might be president or governor or you understand, what about Okonjo-Iweala? If our mother has wasted the sperm just like that. So that's it. Just this is an advice to the youth. They'll say, hey, I see sugar mommy, I see sugar daddy. You know, wasting your destiny. The Lord will help us. Yeah? Thank you.
Nigeria Info, welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Auntie Joy, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
This one is no more Confession Thursday, it's Toasting Thursday. I did a great job. Well done.
Thank you very much, lady.
Day.
Thank you.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboards to secrets.
Is that a skeleton, I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
And a confession on WhatsApp. It says, and I read, Joyce, keep me anonymous. I'm in love with my best friend, same sex, and the love is really eating me up because of the laws of Nigeria. I have told him already the way I feel, but he is skeptical because of the stereotype. We were raised in Nigeria, so I kind of get it though, but I really love him and I can't just let go or lose. What should I do? Are you sure you want to really hear what I think about that? So you're a guy for sure. You're in love with... That's the problem. You call it love. You want to call it love. And I want to disagree. I think you can have feelings for people, but you would love to call it love. And I don't think it's love. I think it's something else. It's imitating love in character, but it's not love. Well, I guess you're going to have to live to find out, right? What should you do? Well, there's Nigeria to consider. One, there is public judgment. One, because I don't think that we're particularly that liberal. We're quite hypocritical. So, I mean, I say that to say that so you see someone who would be something in the closet but condemn it publicly. There's that. Then there is the fact that, are you sure this is exactly what you are? Is this really what you are? Or is this a phase? Is this something you should contend with? Is this something you should accept? Is this something you should reject? Like, honey, I could write you down questions you need to answer before you determine if this is really love or someone put a spell on you. So I think that you should give it some time. Many times the thing, you say you have feelings for someone and after a while, kind of just fizzles away. A cloud comes and takes that all away. And you're probably onto someone else or something else. Now, I think we even need to find out, are you bi or are you gay? Now, that's something else. It's like, what is this? Are you, because you're a guy for sure. And from the message, it does quite appear that you suddenly have some emotional stimulation for another male. So who are you? Because, God, you have to answer that question. Like, what is this? Or is it one of those LGBTQIXTUVWXY? Hell, like, what is this? So if we can determine who you are, we kind of narrow down the questions and then we see where that takes us. So I can't give you an answer just yet because I have questions. Thank you very much for trusting me. It's Confessions Thursday. Yo.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Nah, I don't have a confession, my sister.
1 minute.
Yeah, my name is Igwe Victor. Hello?
I gave you 1 minute. Don't mess it. Don't lose it.
My submission is about the guy who said his wife wants to enjoy. Like Don Ondukwe said, I think the best thing for him, the children are witness to what is happening. If actually the children are there to see what is happening, there's no need of holding the woman back. Because in as much as she is developing some strange attitude, this might necessitate violence and one of them might lose their life. So the best thing is, if she wants to flirt, make it known to the children that your mom wants to flirt, she wants to enjoy and see the other side of the life. But if she wants to go, both of them should part ways and they should continue with their lives. Thank you very much.
All right, so do me a favor. Remember that you must call, turn off the volume of your radio set when you call in. I would hate to tell you more than once because I think I'm left with cutting you off. And I think you should know that I'm going to cut you off if I have to tell you more than once. So please. I understand you need a moment to turn up the volume of your radio set, but I don't have all the time in the world, so you should know the rules so that you are quicker than I am at turning off the volume of your radio set. Thank you. Nigeria Info is Confessions Thursday. When you call and you don't say your name. Hello.
Yo,
okay?
Hello, man.
Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
No, I'm trying to make a comment about
No, I'm sorry. Pardon me. So let me also put this out there. Can we just stop with a commentary? I think that the comments have pretty much underscored where public judgment lies, if you understand what I mean. So can we just take in more confessions, please? If you don't have a confession, can you just hold back a little bit? Thank you. Hi. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Your line isn't clear. Good afternoon. So I think I heard you say good afternoon, but it's not clear enough. We can't even have a conversation.
Okay.
Do you have a confession? Yeah. Thank you. Please make it back. You're on the sunny side. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession? Okay, so first of all, you called my name wrong. I don't know how I feel about that. That's probably one of the most precious things I have, my name. Odichima, Odichima. And first, you shouldn't call me that. My name's Joyce. Now that's easy. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, Joyce, not confess, but advice.
No, I'm sorry. We are holding back on the advice because we don't have a lot more time. We would like to give room to those who have a confession.
Not advice, sir.
You are not listening to me. Oh, no. So please, we're holding back on advice and we'll take confessions. Hello, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. You're there.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Speak up for us. Can you do that?
All right. So, you know, there was a lady that was dating, I think, maybe like 3 years ago.
Oh.
So, unfortunately, we lost contact. We couldn't reach ourselves, so... Along the line, so everybody went their separate ways. Since I couldn't reach her, she couldn't reach me. So unfortunately, we're now jammed. I think that was like a year ago. So we met, and she has already got married to someone else. So we all thought we greet each other. So unfortunately, we exchanged number. So from there, started.
Did you just say unfortunately you exchanged numbers?
Yes, we exchanged
numbers. That's a tragedy, really? Okay.
So from there we started talking again. She called me, I called her, we chat, we greet each other. So we now book a day to see each other. So we saw ourselves. So along the line, to just call the OCS, we started having
an affair. Good.
Sleeping with each other. So actually, we slept each other almost like more than 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was December, last year December. I think that was on the 27th. So my conscience was just telling me. I was very, very, I don't know.
You have 1 minute, 30 seconds. Turn off the volume of your radio set. What? Should I tell you again?
I've done that already. Immediately I called you, I've done that already.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, so I need to call her because I'm not okay with this thing. I just want to put a stop to you.
My conscience is judging me.
And what I'm doing is very bad. So I just have to put a call to her on the 2nd of January. I'll be clear. I need to tell you something very important. Okay, well, so I now expect to her, please. I want to stop. You should stop this thing you're doing, that you're married and Anna, and you have a husband at home. So what you're doing is very bad. So please, I just want to put a stop. Don't be angry. I can't just continue. My conscience is holding me. I don't want to do anything like that. She flared up that why would I tell her such thing? That why would I say that she stop it? That why or what? I said I don't want to do it again. I just want to stop it. I don't just want to do it again. So she was not angry that no, I can't. That if I should try it, that social thing, God will judge me. She was so are you what you're doing, are you okay with it? You're a married woman and you're having an affair with someone else outside and you're still even proud of it.
Okay, hold on a second. I want to be off on a break. Are you going to hold up or call me back?
Yeah, hold on.
All right, Lagos, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
We're right back and we have a caller on the line. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info's Confessions Thursday. Hello, my friend. Thank you for holding up. Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, actually, so she's on the 2nd of this January, so I explained everything to her that she stopped. So she's been calling me, saying that no, we can't stop that. So I've not been taking her call, even a message, I've not been signing her.
But she keeps calling me that, no, we can't stop that. Like when I'm doing it, I'm enjoying myself. As soon as I know that she's married, what kind of thing are you talking? Are you not feeling guilty? You're married.
Mm-hmm. You're a good people. So what's up at this point?
Yeah,
so how far now? Is it like she's just pestering you now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you don't know what to do, for real?
I don't know what to do.
You're playing.
I'm just thanking God for forgiving her because I know what I've done is very bad.
Okay.
And I know the consequences. So
okay.
I'm just begging God to just forgive me.
And you still don't know what to do with her?
I don't want to have anything to do with her any longer.
I am just make a decision, right?
I've done that already.
But...
I've done that already. You said?
Yeah, but what? You say you're still confused. Why?
What I miss about that is that I'm really bitter because I don't know why I got myself into this.
And you're trying to get yourself out of it. I get that you got yourself in it, and now you're trying to get out.
Yes.
So what's the problem now?
After saying everything to her, I told her that I'm going to end everything, and she keeps calling me.
Let her see your decision. She probably thinks you're weak. She's probably right. What do you think? Are you?
I'm not.
Guy, you sound... You're weak. What kind of feedback was that? Like, you know... She's going to... Look, she's found what she wants in you, and God knows what that is. She doesn't want to let go. You're admitting she doesn't want to let go. It's obvious that she's exercising her will over you. And here you are, you sound very helpless. You're at the mercy of your abuser. Well, let's not call her an abuser. No, we're not going to call her an abuser because that would not be just. You knew she was married. You were in on it to begin with. So that's fair game. You were a good player. But now you want to get out. Well, it's your will against hers. Change your phone number, block her spirit, soul, body, block her everywhere. Like, leave like a man who really wants to leave. Don't sit down there and be like, I want to leave, but why is she calling me? Should I explain? Yo, son, what you doing?
I'm feeling guilty.
Yeah, that's you and your God. You see that? Me and you, me to you. Leave like a man who wants to leave.
Yes.
Okay.
Now do that immediately.
Oh, good for you.
Immediately.
All right, then. Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. How are you going to be going, but you're coming? You're leaving like... It's like you're leaving, but you're coming. You are going, but you're staying. You don't want to do it, but you're doing... One near Jews. Are you standing or sitting? What's it going to be? It's 2 p.m. and Confessions Thursday. Nigeria Info.
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
We're actually done with Confessions Thursday today, and thank you all very much. I just have a message here worth reading. Hello, Joyce. My confession, I got to access my girlfriend's phone, and I got access to her WhatsApp. Not that I am insecure. Okay, she was acting funny lately, so that influenced my decision to secretly check her phone. Lo and behold, I saw what I was looking for. She was cheating. I then confronted her. She denied and claimed it's a friend of hers that's impersonating her to collect money from the guy. We even got into a heated conversation because of it. She stewed on the fact that she's not a cheat, that it's a friend using her identity. Joyce, what do you think about this? There are some situations I'm not going to put myself in. I think I've said to you once before, you have to at least try to simplify your philosophy and embody your philosophy so that you don't have to tell someone your philosophy. They could meet you and meet your philosophy. It's like when I meet your shadow, right? So you don't introduce your philosophy. You are your philosophy. So when a person meets you, they meet your philosophy. So there's some things I couldn't be here trying to figure out if it's a game or if it's not. I don't have that time. So I think first you want to figure out who she is. Is she the sort of person who would not
You see that. So there are some people, you meet them, you can't quite place a finger on who they say they are. You see that. Then some people, you meet them, you can place a finger. Now, when I say you can place a finger, I'm not saying you can 100% guarantee, but I mean that if you are going to trace them, you would find them, something like that. It's almost a form of guarantee, because that's how you get to understand who you're dealing with at work, at home, relationships, marriage. That's how it's like you have a blind, you're trying to make someone out. And so you learn their pattern in your interactions, day-to-day interfacing. You kind of, you know what they like, what they don't like. Yeah. So you're with someone, you know whether you can place a finger on who they are. If they tell you yes, you check, it's yes. They tell you no, yeah. So I would pretty much prefer, it would be the only option, to be honest, with someone whose character I can place a finger on. I'm not going to allow someone infiltrate my reality with confusion. It's not going to happen. There are no circumstances where that will be tolerated. It's yes or it's no. Once it's in the middle, out. I don't like blurred lines. It wastes my time. My head is already combustible. So I just want everything else to be soft, soft, easy, easy. Yeah, let the war happen in my head. But let everything else be small. I like that kind of arrangement. So I'm not going to be in a situation with someone where they say yes, they mean no. It's noon. They say good morning. No, I'm not doing that. So I probably won't even stick around to find out whether it was really, really someone who is impersonating her. No, I'm not going to be around for that. Because before here, I'd have kind of just known, okay, this is a yes person, this is a no person. If this is a maybe guy, out. Not doing that. So you choose what your reality will be, and you determine whether you can allow someone come in and tamper with it. Because if you tamper with the structure of your reality, then you can't depend on your mind. You see that? So the reason why it's necessary for you to lay down philosophies, it's that you can depend on yourself. If the world fails you, you don't fail yourself. Something like that. So I can trust you, but I can't depend on you. So if you failed me, I'll be good. So maybe it's for lovers who can depend on each other. But the world is what it has become, that you can't quite depend on someone without the risk of them just disappointing you. So you can trust them, and really you build trust by interacting with them. And so if they ever bring you to a point where you have to question your own reality, and that's why if you have mental structure, if you have a philosophy that's firm, then you have someone in your life that makes you question that, they should be out the door before they could think the door. Like, they have to be out that quick. So good luck. We're trying to figure out if your girlfriend is your girlfriend, or if your girlfriend is someone else's girlfriend. That's your job. Welcome now to the Lords of Logic.